phone and enter your Stanvic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. Stanvic works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy Stanvic by Stanvic at all competitive pay points. This contract is brought to you by Stanvic Bank.
It's 18 hours in Phoenix.
Coverage.
nationalist together three vice presidents and Megan Brownback has proposed the government to prioritize pension reforms and shaping the future of work, adding that the disinsurance agenda cannot only focus on the well-being of workers during active employment, but also on their welfare after retirement. Political analyst Alison Gomez says the high number of opposition presidential aspirants in the 2026 senior elections is a deliberate strategy aimed at boosting the votes and increasing the likelihood of a rerun, noting that unity among them appears unlikely at this stage. Dr. Ngoma has told Phoenix News that by contesting with individual candidates, opposition figures risk losing the vote, which would prevent any single candidate from securing an outright victory and potentially trigger a rerun. His remarks come after several opposition presidential hopefuls paid nomination fees to the Electric Commission of Zambia, ECZ, in preparation for the August 13th 2026 election. He added that politics is largely a game of strategy, suggesting that the current approach by opposition players may be deliberate. However, Dr. Ngoma has urged aspiring candidates to be honest and realistic about their electoral prospects, cautioning against participating without a viable path to victory, as this could waste a whole lot of time and influence.
People must not waste time voting for people just for the sake of voting for them. They must vote for those they think are likely to win, are likely to form government, are likely to come and solve their problems. That is my advice. For the presidential hopefuls, I think it's important for them also to be honest and realistic, to avoid wasting people's time. When you know you are not going anywhere, but you still insist on being on the ballot, that I think is not wise.
For more news, the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMUS, says more than 300 malnourished children have been identified in Mapala Township, while over 100 cases have been recorded in Kamara, and outreach and assessment exercise continue across the Copperbelt province. DMMUS Copperbelt Coordinator George Akalema says the unit is working in collaboration with the Ministry of Health to identify and provide support to malnourished children in affected communities. She said the exercise is being implemented across all districts in the province, with teams also currently conducting assessments in Kaniki Township and Ndola as part of the ongoing response. Mr. Akalema explained that the intervention forms part of a broader coordinated program involving cooperating partners, with a target of reaching more than 10,000 malnourished children across the Copperbelt. He further noted that in addition to addressing malnutrition, the DMMU is also extending relief support to tuberculosis TB patients in Kitwe as part of wider efforts to strengthen community health intervention.
You know, it's always to know that this exercise not only is being done here in Ndola, but the rest of the other districts has been doing it. I'll give you an example of Kitwe Minister of Health, District Health team. We have been working with our DMMUs in identifying the those who have been affected by tuberculosis, the TB victims, and all these are given support by
the Mine Workers Union of Zambia News has welcomed government's commitment to revive foundation workers, describing the move as a positive step toward restoring jobs and boosting the mining sector. News President Joseph Cherry says Zambia Metals was a major contributor to cobalt production and played a critical role in providing employment to many Zambians before displacing care and maintenance in 2020. Mr. Cherry notes that the closure of the mine had a significant impact on workers and their families, as many lost their source of livelihood. He says reviving the mine would not only help restore employment for union members who were affected, but also stimulate economic activity in Chambishi.